With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The House due to reconvene at noon today in D.C. as Republicans now have their fourth nominee for Speaker, choosing Congressman Mike Johnson.
Johnson's nomination capped off a hectic day, but one that ended with House Republicans appearing to finally unite around a Speaker nominee. In an internal roll call validation vote for Johnson, all but three GOP members who voted present said they could vote for Johnson for Speaker on the House floor, while at least a dozen members were absent, putting him under the 217-vote threshold in the room. Johnson signaled optimism that he would win their support, too.
Democracy is messy sometimes, but it is our system. This conference that you see, this House Republican majority is united.
The House is expected to vote Wednesday on whether to install Johnson as its Speaker. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Iranian-backed attacks on U.S. troops in the Mideast are on the rise. According to the Pentagon, a combination of drones and rockets used in the attacks. Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the U.S. is bracing for more attacks and will respond appropriately at some point. The White House warning of more civilian casualties as the Mideast war ramps up.
The Israel-Hamas war is already the deadliest of five Gaza wars for both sides. And White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby warns that more lives will be lost.
This is war. It is combat. It is bloody. It is ugly. And it's going to be messy.
Kirby says he wishes that he could say something different, but it's going to happen. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The winds of Hurricane Otis have slowed to 110 miles per hour as it makes its way inland after slamming into Acapulco on Mexico's Pacific coast early this morning. Came ashore with winds of 165 miles per hour. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 113 points, NASDAQ off 184. This is SRN News. Abortion bans lead to fewer abortions.
The We Count Project reviews monthly abortion data across the country, and it has discovered that in states where the procedure is restricted, there are a lot less abortions. In some states, abortions have dropped by nearly 100% thanks to legislation that bars or severely limits the procedure. This report counters the arguments of some who suggested that repeating Roe versus Wade would have very little effect on how many abortions actually take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in London say anti-Semitic incidents are up more than 1,000% since Hamas launched its violent attack on Israel earlier this month. The city has seen pro-Palestinian rallies and the defacing of posters showing the Israelis who were taken hostage by Hamas during the attack. The police have responded by increasing patrols near Jewish schools, synagogues, and other installations. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise worldwide for the past decade. This is SRN News. Buy a bag of onions recently? If so, this could be of interest.
An outbreak of salmonella poisoning linked to bagged pre-cut onions recalled by a California firm has sickened at least 73 people in 22 states, including 15 who are hospitalized. The Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are investigating the outbreak tied to onion products recalled by Gill's Onions of Oxnard. The onions had use-by dates in August 2023. They're no longer for sale in stores, but consumers may still have them in their freezers. They were sold to food service and other institutions and in some retail stores. Keith Peters reporting.
There are some 2,000 Vietnamese-made electric vehicles on America's roads, and Vietnamese automaker VinFast hopes there will soon be a lot more. The company has plunged smack into the middle of the crowded and super-competitive U.S. auto market. More details at srnnews.com.